But there are more qualities of Jesus to imitate. Brother Justin Propp, a special pioneer in the Peace River congregation, will now discuss imitating Jesus by being appreciative.
How does Jehovah feel about his servants? Well, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16 brings out that those who were in fear of Jehovah were speaking with one another, and Jehovah was paying attention. And then it continues that a book of remembrance began to be written up before him for those fearing Jehovah. What does this indicate about our Father Jehovah? Well, that he highly values those who love and respect him, and he remembers their names and rewards them by giving them the gift of everlasting life. Well, what about Jesus Christ? Well, he perfectly reflects Jehovah. He too observes our works and appreciates it. Let's look at a couple of examples. In Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, here Jesus was noticing and commended the poor widow. He fully understood her plight. That gift that she gave represented her whole life. He appreciated what that sacrifice meant to her. She wanted to promote sacred service because she highly valued Jehovah's arrangement for worship. But let's look at another example in the scriptures in Luke chapter 7. And we're going to read verse 44. And we'll see how Jesus again expressed his appreciation. Luke chapter 7 and verse 44. It reads, "With that he turned to the woman and said to Simon, 'Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet. But this woman wet my feet with her tears and wiped them off with her hair.'" What do we learn from this account? Well, how did others react to this woman doing this? Well, they criticized her. But Jesus, on the other hand, did not. He set her as an example. He commended her because she washed his feet. So yes, Jesus is truly an appreciative person. But this is in stark contrast to Satan the devil. There is nothing appreciative about Satan. Though he enjoyed priceless privileges in heaven, he abandoned them. He is an ingrate. He rejects Jehovah, and he criticizes Jehovah's righteous ways of doing things. How does Satan view those who want to worship Jehovah? Well, in Job chapter 1 and verse 9, Satan said to Jehovah, "Is it for nothing that Job has feared God?" He was alleging that Job served God for selfish reasons, not out of love. But this attack is on all of God's servants. The devil disparages, or we could say he belittles, the faith of God's servants. Not an example. So we refuse to imitate Satan in any way. Rather, we want to imitate Jesus and be appreciative. Now, how can we do this? We're going to look at two ways. Number one, again, let's take our Bibles and we'll look at the account of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6. It says, "Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God." Now, what do we learn here? Well, the Apostle Paul says that we want to make our petitions made known, but along with thanksgiving. So let your prayers reflect appreciation and gratitude and not be lopsided with petitions. For example, we don't want to take the approach to prayer as described by an experienced anointed Christian who said this. They think of God as a sort of celestial waiter. When they need something, they want to snap their fingers and have him come. And when they've got what they want him to go away. No, rather, we should express thankfulness to Jehovah with our petitions for all the spiritual and material blessings. Have you prayed for something specific and Jehovah's answered that prayer? Well, then thank Jehovah, as Jesus did. Be like the leper who turned back to thank Jesus after he was healed. Yes, let our prayers reflect appreciation and gratitude. Number two, show appreciation for others. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8, it talks about gifts in men. Now we know these men to be in the congregation, the elders. Value the work of these men. How can we do that? Well, one way is by listening intently to the talks given by the elders and then trying to apply the points they bring out. Support the work that they're taking a lead in, such as the field ministry. Have you benefited from counsel that you received from a certain elder? Tell them so. These gifts and men are truly a loving provision from Jehovah. But do not hold back from expressing your appreciation to others. Esteem the efforts of all, including our young ones. Now, being raised in the truth can be like growing up with a valuable painting within the house. Now, to a child, they may take this painting for granted. He can walk by it, he can see it, and maybe see some of its pretty colors, and really not see its value, until an expert comes and explains its worth. Parents, you are like that expert, and the truth is like that painting. You can help your children cherish the privilege of serving Jehovah God. Now, no doubt you appreciate the provisions that the governing body provides through the publications and the videos, such as the Caleb and Sophia series to help train your children. Well, the governing body is happy to provide another new Become Jehovah's Friend video to help our children develop deeper appreciation. Let's watch this video together.
Dear Mom and Dad, here's a card to let you know you're the best parents I could have, and I want to tell you so. You get up early every day to get the family out the door. There are about a million things that I'd like to thank you for. You teach me every day to live Jehovah's way, and you show me how in all you say and do. Mom and Dad, everything I said is true. I thank Jehovah I've got you.
So parents, use this new video to deepen your children's appreciation. How? Well, after your children watch the video, you can ask them to explain what Sophia appreciates and how she showed her gratitude. Talk about the video, expand on it to help them see the need to be appreciative. Parents, we too want you to always, always remember that Jehovah God and His Son Christ Jesus appreciate all the effort that you put into raising your children to imitate them. So far, we have learned how we can imitate Jesus by being generous and how we can be appreciative.